6 p.m., Tuesday, August 28, 2012. Madam Clerk.
Warren Keogh, District 1.
Present.
Noel Woods, District 2.
Present.
Ronald Arvin, District 3.
Here.
Steve Culligan, District 4.
Here.
Darcy Salmon, District 5.
Here.
Jim Culver, District 6, will not be present. Bern Halter, District 7. Here. You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 3, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Mr. Deputy Mayor, I move to, since this meeting is specifically for unfinished business regarding the resolution of the September funding, I move to strike item B, which was not on the agenda when we made this meeting. And with the manager and the mayor both out of town, even though on the phone, I don't think the options have changed too much and that issue can be wait until the next regularly scheduled meeting. So that's my motion to strike item B from unfinished business.
Is there discussion? Mr. Keogh?
Yeah, that item is on the agenda at my request with the intention of without exploring all the options, placing one of them on the table as I attempted to do last meeting and put the ferry up for sale. So I'll object to the removal of item B of the agenda under items of business.
Okay, there's an objection. Question for the clerk. Is it appropriate now to find out the specific intent of the maker of the motion?
You're talking about exactly what kind of motion he's going to make?
That is correct.
I think if he states it briefly and there's no debate on that it would be appropriate.
Mr. Keogh, would you like to elaborate a little bit on what your intentions are?
My intention is to move, to make a motion to direct the manager to advertise the ferry MV Susitna for sale on the Federal Registry and through a broker. That's my intention.
Okay. With that, is there additional discussion? Mr. Woods?
Yes. I believe that was discussed at the last meeting, and if I'm not mistaken, the manager has placed recommendations that this be done by his staff already, and I don't see the assistant manager here, so or any of the staff.
The manager is on the phone.
Mr. Moosey?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Can you please advise the body on what action you've taken regarding placing the Susitna on the Federal Register or with respect to placing it with a broker?
We are on hold at a previous meeting. I think it was about three meetings ago. That issue was brought to the Assembly, and Assembly wanted to delay that action until our regular September meeting. We are prepared to do so, but we have not done that yet, pending approval of the Assembly. As you know, the last meeting, that issue was brought up, and the Assembly chose not to move forward with the broker and or putting on the federal surplus list. So we're ready to go, but we will not move until we have the green light from the Assembly.
Thank you. So there is a motion on the floor to remove item B under items of business options for the MV Susitna Ferry. And the maker of that motion intends to, as he said, limit that discussion to placing it with a broker and listing it on the Federal Register. That is the question.
The question is to remove item B.
That's right.
The motion is not Mr. Keogh's point.
Yeah, Mr. Solomon, I understand. The motion is to remove that.
And as Mr. Moosey just pointed out, it's already on the September agenda. That's further point to my point.
Okay, thank you. Is there additional discussion? I'm getting ready to cut this off. Mr. Halter?
Is the clerk, is it on the September officially?
through the Deputy Mayor to Assemblymember Halter, that agenda has not been created yet. I do not have any pieces of legislation. It might be the manager's intent to place it there. I just have not received anything yet.
Can we place it there?
Yes. Yes, the Assembly could. Okay, we got Warren and Steve.
I just want to address, I'm going to vote to have this discussion. Number one, at $86,000 a month, I think we need to have this discussion.
Not to debate it now.
Thanks.
Mr. Keel?
Just a reminder, we only have one meeting in September. It's September 17th. Our regularly scheduled first Tuesday in September is canceled because it's Labor Day. So if we don't address it this evening, it'll be another 3 weeks of doing nothing.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to remove the discussion for options for the MV Susitna Ferry. There has been objection. Is there additional discussion? Please vote.
Assemblymember Culligan.
No.
Assemblymember Woods.
No.
Assemblymember Arvin.
Yes.
Assemblymember Halter. Assemblymember Keough.
No.
Assemblymember Salmon.
Yeah.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, it has failed with Assemblymember Arvin and Salmon in favor.
Okay, the agenda stands as is unless there's additional changes. Hearing none, Pledge of Allegiance. That brings us to item 5, items of business. Sub-item A, unfinished business 1, resolution serial number 12-102. Madam Clerk, can you please advise where we are?
I'll read it into the record real quick. And a resolution approving the pending financial responsibility for the MV Susitna for the September 2012. The main motion is on the floor, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Discussion? Mr. Keel.
In light of the email message from the finance director and the attached correspondence from Marsh McLennan, I would move to amend the resolution to opt for option 2 as described on page 3 of the letter correspondence, which is a would change it instead of a single payment to 4 quarterly payments of $123,740.82. Seems like that's my amendment, and I'd like to speak to it.
Please proceed.
According to the letter correspondence we have here, this seems to be the only viable option for insuring the ferry in the short term. We can't not leave the vessel uninsured. Even if we were to sell the boat here within the next 2 or 3 weeks or even in a month or so, there is London, the carrier would keep a minimum of 25% of the premium, which is this dollar amount, $123,000. So this seems to be the best option of those presented, the other two being pay for a year's worth of insurance, or alternatively 15% down in 10 payments, which would we would incur some additional interest cost for that policy. So that's the rationale for unhappily suggesting option 2 with 4 quarterly installments.
Okay, there's an amendment on the floor. Is there discussion to the amendment? Mr. Culligan?
I would ask through the manager that maybe Ms. Clayton give us a quick briefing on this. If you have any comments on the payment schedule, the coverage, any other details we need to discuss.
Mr. Culligan, do you have a specific question for the finance director?
So specifically, we are on the hook for and have been given a present by the previous assemblies and manager of $123,740.82 that is our bottom line, and that is we sell it tomorrow. That is our payment. That is our expense for insurance only.
Through the deputy mayor to Assemblymember Culligan, if we sold it tomorrow, we would not have to pay that because it's before the September 1. If we paid that on September 1 and sold it on September 15th, yes, that we would not get that amount back. If we paid it on September 1, sold it in December, then any premium we paid subsequently, for example, a subsequent $123,000, we would get refunded in entirety, with one exception. There would be a short penalty if we were only canceling the insurance to go to another carrier.
And the follow-on question to that is, I think there was a question asked at the last meeting about self-insurance. Did we look into that and what the issues are with that?
Through the Deputy Mayor to Assemblymember Culligan, when you self-insure, which we would be self-insuring here for the deductible, and that's just like now we have a $100,000 deductible on our existing property. We self-insure for liability currently to the tune of $250,000. And when we do that, we have a special fund that we have set up. Should we have a claim, then that fund would cover the $250,000. Here we don't have, and then it covers the $250,000, and then we have insurance above that. So we can't self-insure the whole $60 million because we don't have $60 million somewhere that we could pay if there was a loss.
Additional discussion to the amendment? I have one for the finance director, please, Tammy. The London offer is an indication. Is that to suggest that it's fairly finalized, but since it's not, it has to be defined that way? Or are the numbers going to change?
Mr. Deputy Mayor, yes, the numbers could change. I hope they do, because the indications that I have is they could be less.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion on the amendment? Mr. Culligan?
So if there's indications they may be less, is there any indication that we may be able to pay less than the 25%, or that is the only option then?
The 25% is the only option. So it would be 25% of what our insurance would be, the reduced amount.
Ready for the question? Is there objection? The amendment carries. Back to the main motion. Is there additional questions been called? Is there objection? No objection to calling the question. Is there objection to the main motion? Hearing none, the main motion carries. That takes us to options for the MV Sioux City Ferry. Mr. Keel.
I move that we direct the manager to place the MV Susitna for sale through a broker and advertise the vessel on the Federal Registry as determined best by the manager, or as he determines best.
There is a motion on the floor. Mr. Solomon.
By making that motion, then, does that direct the manager to stop pursuing the opportunity to bring the vessel to the Mat-Su Borough as he has been previously directed to do, or is he now to be engaged with both tasks?
Yeah, I guess to respond to that, and then we can have some discussion about it, it's clear to me that I think this body has been consistent in leaving all options open at this point. And given the time necessary to register it and to file it with a broker, it, in my opinion, makes sense to probably have that going in tandem while we're receiving the proposals to bring the vessel up here. Mr. Keel.
Yeah. My motion to, for direction to the manager is by no means to limit options only to the sale of the vessel. If Alaska Marine Highway System suddenly approaches us and say we want the vessel, or some other buyer, or if there's some other option, I'm fine with that. But we need to, in my view, we need to place this vessel for sale, and we need to be doing. We need to be doing more than one thing at a time. So it's the intent of the motion is not to exclude other options.
Thank you, Mr. Keogh. Mr. Culligan?
To the manager and maybe possibly to the attorney, I would like to just ask, I want to make sure that all options are on the table. This is not a priority over anything else. All options are on the table. All options are being evaluated equally. I would like to see this placed on the registry just because of the timing and the lead time and have staff time to get it out there. But do we need to specifically put language in this amendment or this option, or is it generally understood and it's good enough, Mr. Manager?
It is very understood. All options are in play. As an Andrican dream, I would like to have a couple actual options for the assembly to pick and choose from at the time. So we will pursue all those. Let's say one of the options comes forward that looks promising. I will bring that to the assembly, and then we can debate, or you can debate, on do we want to accept that, or do we want to continue with anything else we have in the works. So, no, I am more than happy, and I think it's wise to try every available option for the ferry.
Thank you, Mr. Moosey. So is it clear to the body? All options are on the table. Is there additional discussion with respect to Mr. Keogh's motion? Seeing none, is there objection to Mr. Keogh's motion to place the MV Susitna on the Federal Register and to list it with a broker? Hearing no objection, it carries. That brings us to item 6, audience participation. There's nobody signed up. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to speak? Please come forward and state your name for the record.
Hello, I'm Michelle Church, and I guess I'm a little disappointed. I thought there was going to be some hard answers that were going to be brought forward on this issue tonight. That was what was stated at the last assembly meeting by you, Mr. Arvin, and basically you just decided to do what you decided to do 3 weeks ago. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to come forward? Seeing none, audience participation is closed. Brings us to comments. Mr. Spropoulos.
I have no comments, thank you.
Ms. Clayton?
I have no comments, thank you.
Madam Clerk?
No comment.
Thank you. Mr. Woods?
No comment.
And Mr. Manager.
Yes, thank you for giving us permission to go ahead and the vote.
I'm sorry, John, we're having trouble hearing you. Can you maybe do something?
Can you hear me now?
Much better, thanks.
Very good. Yes, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to list it on the Federal Registry list on surplus equipment and also with a broker. That gets us another shot, and we're willing to run and be doing that straight away. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Keogh?
No comment.
Mr. Salmon?
Don't forget to vote.
Mr. Halter? Mr. Culligan?
I can't help myself. Ms. Church, when you come up here and speak in front of us about the hard answers and where we were 3 weeks ago, you also left this here with us from 4 years ago. You asking all these hard questions, I think you need to take a little personal responsibility for this as well.
Mr. Culligan, please keep
thank
your comments
you very
to
much.
A general nature. Thank you. With that, I'm, you know, we had a discussion about what information we wanted tonight. There was a dry run but taken by the ferry with the Department of Transportation. And by all accounts, it appears as though that dry run went well. We're still waiting for some information about the technical capabilities of the ferry with respect to the state of Alaska's docking systems. That's still being looked at. So as information continues to come in and allows us to keep all of our options open, as difficult as it is to spend this kind of money, I think we're doing the best we can with what we have. And with that, unless there's objection, we'll be adjourned.